This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله الحمد لله على حلمه بعد علمه وعلى عفوه بعد قدرته والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل إلا أن تكون تجارة عن تراض منكم صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, there is great emphasis in our Sharia with regard to managing our financial and monetary matters correctly. Many a times you and I, we do not regard this as part of deen. But as I will go on to explain, there are many great warnings and emphasis upon keeping our monetary matters correctly. The longest verse in the Holy Quran is about monetary matters. It is about financial matters. The longest verse in the Holy Quran. Imam Muhammad Rahmatullah Alayh, the student of Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Alayh, one day someone asked him, why don't you write a book on zuhud and taqwa? So he said, I wrote a book on correct financial dealings. That is enough for taqwa. If anyone keeps his financial matters correctly and his monetary matters, that is enough for taqwa. This shows us the importance with regard to monetary matters and correct financial dealings. In the Holy Quran, there is a community of the past whom Allah Ta'ala has made mention that Allah Ta'ala destroyed because of dishonesty in business dealings. Because of incorrectness in financial dealings, Allah Ta'ala destroyed them. And one of the things that is amazing is that Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, the tribe of Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam, so Allah Ta'ala said, Shu'aib alayhi salam told them that be honest in your dealings. So they said, Ya Shu'aib, asalatuka ta'muruka an natruku ma ya'budu aba'una aw an nafala fi amwalina ma nasha. Oh Shu'aib, does your deen teaches us what we must do with our money? Does your deen teach us what we must do with our money? Our money, we will do whatever we want with it. Ya Allah, many a times you and I, we think similarly. It's my wealth, I will do anything, whatever I want with it. Hamare deen mein maliyati umur ki bohat ahmiyat bayan ki gayi hai. Quran Majid mein sabse lambi ayat maliyati umur ke baare mein hai. Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam ki qom khiyanat ki wajah se tabah hui. Jab Shu'aib alayhi salatu wassalam ne unhe bad diyanati se roka, to ye kehne lage ke kya tumhare deen, tumhare Allah hamein ye batayega ke hum apne maal ke saath kya kare? Ye hamara maal hai, hum jo chahe uska hum karenge. Ye aajkal aksar aukat yahi radd amal hamara hai. This is our way. So the first, I just want to give you some examples with regard to the importance of financial matters. Firstly, why is financial matters important? Because Allah Ta'ala has kept good and bad, positive and negative in wealth. We all know the negative aspects. The ulama have made mention of it. The love of this dunya is the root cause of all evil. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, two hungry wolves let loose on a flock of sheep won't cause so much harm to that flock of sheep. The way love for dunya and love for jah will cause to a person's deen. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said. But Allah has kept many good things in through the means of dunya. We can do many good things. All good things come through the means of dunya. Even our jannat will come through dunya. Allah Ta'ala says, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Allah has created everything in this world for your benefit. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, mention is made in Hayatul Sahaba, that saw someone making dua, Ya Allah, مجھے دنیا سے بچا, مجھے دنیا سے بچا, مجھے دنیا سے بچا, save me from دنیا, save me from دنیا. حضرت عمر رضی اللہ عنہ asked him, what are you making dua? He said, I'm making this dua, Allahumma save me from the dunya. He said, don't you want wealth? Don't you want children? Don't you want the good things of life? He said, yes. So he said, why are you making this dua? Make dua to Almighty Allah. Oh Allah, save me from the negative aspects of this dunya and keep me with the positive aspects of dunya. Allah in the Holy Quran has said four things for people who have wealth. Char sifat hona chahiye. Jiske paas maal ho, they must have four qualities. Allah makes mention of it in the 20th surah of the Holy Quran. وَابْتَغِ فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. Seek akhirat with your dunya. Ya Allah. Do anyone ever think that through the means of dunya, through the means of my wealth, I must seek akhirat? But Allah says, seek dar-e akhirah. Through the means of your dunya, seek akhirat. How many people ever think that through the means of my dunya, I must seek the akhirat? Bahut kam aise log sochte hain. Quran Majid mein sahib-e maal ki char khususiyat bayan ki gayi hain. Dunyawi mashagil se akhirat ko hasil karna, firstly. Then Allah Ta'ala says, wala tansa nasibaka min ad-dunya. Don't forget your share in this world. Take the material wealth and use it for your needs. Buy good wear, good car, good house, by all means. Don't forget your share of this material world. Jo zarurat ho, usko khoob apne maal se, us zarurat ko mutabik, apne zarurat se, apne maal ko kharch karo. Use the dunya to utilize and to fulfill your needs. Then wa ahsin kama ahsan Allahu ilayk. Be good to others the way Allah has been good to you. Ya subhanallah. Jaise Allah Ta'ala ne aapko maal diya hai, ab is maal se dusron ki madad karo. Three things. وَلَا تَبْغِ الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And do not do corruption with the wealth Allah has given you. Char khususiyat. Jisko Allah ne maal diya ho, char khususiyat ke saath Allah Ta'ala ne bataya. First, seek akhirat with your material wealth. Use the wealth for your own needs. Don't forget yourself. Be good to others the way Allah has been good to you. And fourthly, Allah Ta'ala says, do not do corruption in the earth with your wealth. So these are the things. Now that's the second thing I want to make mention. The first, the importance. The second reason, why is wealth important? Because we must use it correctly. We must use it to gain akhirat. We must use it to come closer towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thirdly, the importance of financial matters. Maine pehle bhi bataya Hazrat Mufti Shafi sahab rahmatullah alayhi ke bare mein. This shows you the importance of financial matters. Mufti Shafi sahab rahmatullah alayhi, Mufti Taqi sahab writes an incident. He says, in our house, we had a big sitting room. Right? In that sitting room, we used to entertain guests. Mufti Shafi sahab rahmatullah alayhi had all his kitabs in there, all his library in there. And he used to get very angry if any other thing of the house used to be put into the sitting room without being taken back in the other rooms. You brought something from the other rooms, take it back in the other rooms. Don't leave it in my room, in my sitting room. We used to ask him why. So he said, me and your mother, we have an agreement. Whatever is in the sitting room belongs to me. Whatever is in other parts of the house belongs to her. Don't mix up matters. This is how we run our monetary affairs. Even in our house, there must be clarity. What belongs to whom? We don't have clarity in our financial matters. There is absolutely no clarity in our financial matters. There are five brothers in a business. There is a father in the business. There is a son in the business. No one knows what is his right. Ulama have written, there must be an individual entity in a collective enterprise. Understand this. There is no collective enterprise without an individual entity. If there are five individuals in a collective entity, every individual must know his position in that collective entity. How can you have a business? There are five people, no one knows what they are. Are they business partners? Are they workers? Are they getting extra rights? Are they getting extra salary because they are the son? No one knows anything. It's a recipe for disaster. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some had said is a hadith, some had said is an important Arabic statement. Ta'asharu kal akarib wa ta'amalu kal ajanib. Live with one another socially. Live with one another. Live even with one another socially, even if they are strangers, as if they are family members, socially. But mal ki haysiyat se, and as far as financial matters is concerned, deal with your own family members financially as if they are strangers. Apno ke saath aise mamla karo mali aitbar se jaise ke wo paraya hai, taake jhagra ka nobat na aaye. So there is no way that there is unnecessary dispute. Allah doesn't like disputes. When there is going to be a dispute in a family, Allah will take away barakah. Allah Ta'ala will take away blessings. And how many family members we have seen, family empires, that they had so much of wealth, they started fighting with one another. Allah Ta'ala took away the barakah. Allah Ta'ala took away their wealth. So this is, my dear respected brothers, very important with regard to financial matters. Then, the most important thing with regard to financial matters is honesty, integrity, and trustworthiness. All right, before I make mention of that, very important. There is a great link between our financial matters, deen, and success in the year after. Kulu min at-tayyibat wa'malu salihan. Eat halal and do righteous deeds. In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says. That means if you eat halal, you will be able to do good deeds. If you eat haram, you won't be able to do good deeds. And if your earnings are halal, you will find it easy to do good deeds. Then, just to show you the link between monetary matters and salvation in the year after. Ye hadith sunnah ke laik hai. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, sometimes a person does good deeds for 60, 70 years. In his will, he cuts off and he deprives rightful people in his will. After 60, 70 years of good deeds, because of that, he becomes worthy of Jahannam. 60, 70 saal neki ka kaam kiya, apne miraath mein, dusro ka hukuk ghasab kiya, Allah Ta'ala iski wajah se unko Jahannam mein dalega. This is the link between monetary matters and salvation in the year after. And the most important thing with regard to financial matters is honesty, integrity, and trustworthiness. Inna Allah ya'murukum an tu'addu al-amanati ila ahliha. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, give amanat back to its rightful owners. See to it jo amanat dar hai unko hukuk unko un tak pahunchaye. Ulama ne likha hai, the ulama have made mention that returning amanat back to its rightful owners does not only refer to money, but all hukuk and rights of others must be given back to them, including employees, including employers. The employer has a right upon an employee. The employee has a right upon the employer. They've got rights upon one another. They have to fulfill the rights of one another. Inna Allah ya'murukum an tu'addu al-amanati ila ahliha refers to that. The employer must fulfill the rights of the employee. The employee must see that he does not steal the wealth of the employer, or he does not use his time in such a manner that is prejudicial to the employer. This is all part of this. Just to show you an example with regard to it from our Sharia, what an important example. In Sahih Bukhari, there is an incident. Right? Three people got locked up in a cave. They were in the cave, they were sleeping there at night, and there was a landslide, and the rock came and blocked the entrance. So they said, how are we going to get out from here? So everyone said, we will ask Allah through the means of a good deed. Hamare acche amal ki wajah se aur unki zariye se hum Allah Ta'ala se dua karenge ki Allah Ta'ala hame is musibat se chutkara ata farmaye aur najat de. So one of them, I don't have the time to make mention of all three. One of them made mention of this good deeds. Listen to it, brothers. A person was working with me. I owed him money. Before I could give him his money, he went away. So I had little bit of his money that I had to give him as his salary, as a remuneration for his work. So I took that money, I kept it one side, I invested it. I bought some sheep. And that sheep started multiplying. The man came after many years and he said, you were owing me some money. There was some money that you were owing me in terms of the remuneration. I didn't take it. Please give it back to me. So he said, see, all those sheep is all yours. All that sheep is all yours. So he said, don't joke around with me. He said, I'm not joking. There was your money. I took it. I bought sheep. That particular sheep progressed, and it multiplied. There is your haq. There is your right. This is Sharia. This is Sharia, that you fulfill the rights of each and everyone. Brothers, one important point with regard to the point is, if we don't do this, it is something that Nabi Karim Sawasam said, Man ghashana falaysa minna. He who deceives others is not part of us. Ayatul munafiq thalath, there are three signs of a munafiq. When he speaks lies. When he makes a promise, he breaks his promise. And he makes khiyanat, he violates amanat, he violates trust. One of the important things that today we have to make mention, because it has become part of, you know, our day-to-day conversation, is not to usurp wrongfully the wealth of others. There is great warnings with regard to this in our Sharia. This is very, very great that we have to make mention of it. Dusre ke maal ko najais tarike se kha jane ki bahut mumanat aayi hai. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran, which I made mention of in the beginning of the khutbah, don't take another person's wealth unlawfully, except it when it is through the means of business or through the means of mutual consent. Otherwise, you cannot take the wealth of another person unlawfully and wrongfully. This is the cornerstone of an Islamic system of economics and finance. O believers, do not take the wealth of one another except through trade and mutual consent. Islam prohibits from taking the wealth of another person through means which are against justice, fairness, and good conventions. It is a directive of the Quran which forms the basis of all prohibitions in Islam that pertain to economic matters. Obtaining money of others through usurping their rights, through theft, through lying, through cooperation with evil, embezzling people's funds, misappropriation is amongst the major sins in Islam. Do you know the consequences of taking another person's wealth? And some people's wealth, to take it, is even more severe than others. Inna alladhina ya'kuluna amwal al-yatama zulman innama ya'kuluna fi butunihim nara. If you take the wealth of an orphan, you are putting the fire of Jahannam in your stomach. Aapne yatim ka maal liya to aise hi hai jaise aap apne pet mein Jahannam ki aag ko dal rahe ho. This is the reality with regard to it. How can we usurp the rights of others? How can we take the wealth of others? How can we take public money and use it as our own? Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala saw Umar radiallahu ta'ala running one day. Zohar time, Qailula time. Umar, where are you running? Oh Ali, the camels of Baitul Mal have become lost. They are run away. It is public money. I'm going to look for it. Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, Umar, you have made it very difficult for people to follow you. Today people take orphans' money, they take jamaat's money, they take public money, and they utilize it as their own. How are they going to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? People take the wealth of other people and they live a life of luxury. And they get away with it by legal loopholes. The legal loopholes are here in our country. Limited liability, Companies Act. How are you going to get away from it in the court of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How are you going to answer in the court of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How do you take the wealth of someone and just, you know, the way he said, Dakar bin Yaveh. You don't even feel any conscience with regard to it. You take the wealth of other people and then you live a life of luxury. There is no change in your lifestyle. But all of a sudden, you find yourself in a situation that on Friday, you have a company XYZ, and on Monday, you're opening up yourself in another company on ABC. And there is no change in your lifestyle. How are you going to answer to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you took the wealth and you usurped the wealth of others, which is a cornerstone in our Sharia with regard to financial matters? How do you take and usurp the rights of women folk who keep quiet because of shyness, and you take away their mirath and you take away their inheritance? And they do not say anything because of modesty. How do you take away the wealth of others through the means of legal loopholes? Ya Allah, you are going to answer for it on the day of Qiyamah. You might get away with it here in this world, but you will not get away with it in the year after. Huh? And let me give you an example with regard to it. Our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, Man zalama min al-ardi shibran, tawwaqahu min sab'i ardin. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you take the span, this amount of someone's wealth and someone's land wrongfully, Allah will make you wear the burden of 7 earths on the day of Qiyamah. Huh? One day, an old woman came to the Qazi. He was a very famous Qazi. And said, the Khalifa took my land. The Khalifa took my land. So the Qazi said, how am I going to tell the Khalifa? So he told the old woman, just wait a little while. I will bring it to the attention of the Khalifa. So one day the Khalifa was in the presence of the Qazi. And the Qazi made it such that there was, you know, a sack with a very heavy, something that was very heavy. So he told the Khalifa, he said, I'm sitting here, I need that sack. Just bring it to me here. Just bring me that sack. Bring me that particular parcel or bring me that. So when he tried to carry it, he couldn't carry it. It was too heavy. He said, I can't bring it to you, it's too heavy. So the Qazi found a way and said, you find this heavy, you don't find the land of the woman you took unjustly heavy. How are you going to carry that on the day of Qiyamah? How are you going to carry that on the day of Qiyamah? My dear respected elders and brothers, this particular aspect of financial matters, to see that it is correctly done, I gave you some example, clarity in our dealings, the importance of monetary matters, the importance of the reason why there is importance of monetary matters, the link between our salvation in the year after and correctness of our financial dealings. And most importantly, one of the cornerstones of our financial dealings, to not take the wealth of another person unjustly, because there is tremendous consequences about in the year after. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ